When you think of collegiate sports, water skiing is probably not the first that comes to mind. The University of Louisiana at Monroe was instrumental in founding water skiing competition at the collegiate level, and from the bayou that runs through campus has founded a championship dynasty. This past weekend, the ULM water ski team won its 25th national title. Joining me now is ski coach Trina Landrum. Welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Celebrating 25 national championships. What a milestone for this university and certainly for these skiers.
It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They're very excited about it, and so am I.
Talk about a little bit of, first about the competition itself, because a unique location, but also a very, very tight competition.
This year was a really tough competition. We competed in El Centro, California, so logistically that was interesting getting there, driving to Dallas so that we can get all of our big bags on an aircraft, and then going from San Diego in some vans to El Centro, California, out in the middle of the desert. There's us and the sand and the rocks and some sagebrush, and it's like, where are we going to ski? And then there was a man-made water ski lake community out in the middle of the desert, very beautiful, just looked like an oasis from one of those movies that we watched when we were kids. Great place to ski, a really nice location, and we had a great time out there, good weather, and some great skiing. Our big competitors as a team were ULL, and they gave us a true run for our money the whole way. We went into our last event, men's jump, only 5 points ahead out of several thousand. And so it was down to that last event and with every score that we put out there. So tough, tough competition.
And you have some stories of some of your skiers who really went above and beyond as far as their sense of sacrifice for the team and for what that team was working to accomplish.
Well, there's always stories with the water ski team. They're a fun bunch and interesting and definitely high energy. We started out with our new recruit, Amelia Hoikkanen from Finland. She hurt herself at our home tournament and hurt her knee. She's our strongest female skier. So just a couple of days before we left to go to nationals, she had her MRI results and the doctor said she could ski, but she'd have to take it easy.
And that's really hard for an elite athlete to be able to say, okay, I'm going to do this, but I can't go all out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to be the one that says you're not going all out, because they're just going to say, no, I'm going to do it. And I'm going, no, you're just going to be easy. We don't need you to ruin your knee for this. It's just not, we want to win, but we're definitely concerned about you as a person. So she'd already made up her mind she was going to ski, and so she did, and she did great, but it was definitely having to be kind of careful with that. And when we got there, our first injury on site, Michael Stevenson, our skier from Gilbert, Arizona, we weren't very far into team practice on Wednesday, and he knocked out or broke off, actually, which is even worse, his front tooth with his trick ski. We had to have some dentistry done while we were there and just basically a patch job. So because he's one of our skiers competing in a couple events, and he said, I'm going to ski. And actually, he went ahead and skied right after he broke his tooth off. Then we got him patched up the next day, and then he skied well in the next two events. And our last person, Claudio Kostenberger, he's a senior with us and in pharmacy school. He's from Austria. He just hurt his knee goofing around. They were just playing in the water, and the day that he didn't have to compete, hurt his knee. So it came down to just a few minutes before the event was going to start. It's like decision time, what you want to do? And he says, I'm going to do it. The skiers use their magic tool, duct tape. Duct tape is used for many, many things.
Duct tape, really?
Duct tape, that's right. So he duct taped his leg. Two or three of them were involved in that. I did not see the process. And they duct tape his leg up really tight. He was the last jumper on the water. He won the event, jumped 196 feet, and just was a real trooper. And I'm really proud of all of them for trying so hard and making that kind of self-sacrifice.
So going into the last event, you mentioned that it was very, very close. When they were announcing those awards, what was going through your mind?
Well, I was very proud of my skiers. We had really competed against a tough team, and ULL has a great team this year. Their women, especially, are just phenomenal. So when we were getting our awards and at the awards banquet, and our fellows were all five of our skiers, and this is the first time I've ever seen this, were places 1 through 5, the All-American team, on the jump award podium. That was amazing because I've been with the water ski team for 10 years, and that's never happened before. So I was extremely proud of them, and they worked hard for a whole year to make it happen.
Briefly, talk about some of the people that were involved in creating this 25 championship history at ULM.
I don't even have enough time to tell you all the people that have made a contribution. There are all the water skiers that were on every single team from the very first team through now. And people like Dean Tom Murphy, who passed away a few years ago, he and some of the original water ski team folks are the ones that said, we want to get a team together, and they're actually the ones who started competitive collegiate water skiing in this country. I want to definitely acknowledge Dean Murphy's contribution and offer my thanks in his memory to his family about how much people still remember him and appreciate all that he did to get water skiing started here at the university. And those original group of skiers, Jay Bennett of Bennett's Ski School, and he was one of those skiers too. Great guy and has a lifetime of devotion to water skiing and collegiate water skiing. I really appreciate all that he's done. Bill Bagley, who also was one of the coaches that worked with not only Tom Murphy, but after Tom Murphy left the university and was very devoted to water skiing. Allison Bryant Earl, who was my assistant when she wasn't staff, and Heather Raley, who was also on staff. All of those folks made so much of a difference in allowing the program to continue and making it a great program. You can have wonderful talent, which we do, and we've really enjoyed great talent with our water ski team for so many years. But any program still requires great support, and that's what we've had with our staff, our university administration. The ULM students have been very devoted and supportive of the water ski team. They love their team. President Bruno is very supportive, and our general community at large has been great to us. We've had some wonderful supporters like Dean Blackett of PAC Environmental. I really appreciate their continued support as well.
No better week to be celebrating a water ski championship than the week of homecoming. The University of Louisiana at Monroe water ski team winning its 25th national championship. Trina Landrum is the director of recreational services and oversees the water ski team, coaches them as well. Trina, congratulations to you and to everyone who made this possible.
Well, thank you so much. We're really looking forward to seeing people at the homecoming parade on Saturday and also at the football game on Saturday. Go Warhawks!